Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Zara. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a question for you, please. I had set up to file for unemployment, and I was actually trying to do it through the phone. And I guess I have a question because I was able to follow all the questions all the way through, and then it asked about a what I guess I need help with, a contact date. Is that I guess I don't understand what's being asked there. Is that question asking the date that I filed or reached out to somebody at the Alabama Unemployment, or the date that I actually met with a potential employer?
Your start date. Your start date would be your hire date.
Okay. I don't have a hire date.
So
I guess,
wait a minute. Have you been working?
No, ma'am, I'm unemployed. So, and that's why I was trying to file unemployment benefits, and I was trying to do it online. And I don't want to mislead anything, so I wanted to make sure I understood all the questions, and I was able to work my way through, answer all the questions, but there was a question that had asked, like, contact date, I think, and I didn't know, I assumed that was when I interviewed with somebody.
Let me ask you a question so I can be sure I'm understanding what you're trying to do.
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day you worked?
November 19th.
What year?
So I'm sorry, 2021.
Okay, so your last day you worked was November the 19th, 2021.
Yes, ma'am.
Nah.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have not worked since then. Is this your first claim that you're filing since your last day of work?
I tried it a week ago and I ran into the same problem and I just moved on from it. And then I tried to do it again this week.
Well, I'll be happy to help you file your claim.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. I just want to be sure I knew what you were trying to do. Okay.
Oh, no, ma'am. In fairness, I do have a 2:30 interview. So will it take that long?
Well, we can get it started, and then at 2:00, if we're not done at 2:00, that's about 10 minutes.
Oh, no, ma'am. My interview's at
2:00. So you need to be on your way to your interview. Is that correct?
It's a phone interview. With a potential customer, or I'm sorry, a potential employee at 2:30.
Okay, well, if we're not done by 2:15, you can just hang up and then you can call back. How about that?
Okay, thank you. Oh, thank you
okay.
so much for
your help. All right, let me just get to the page. And I'll try to rush so you can be off for your interview.
I think somebody, a lot of my information is already there. I just don't know how to literally file the claim, I guess, is what I'm asking for help with.
Okay. Let me have your social and I can look and see what's on there.
416-02-6915.
We have one claim. Let's see here. Let me just do an inquiry. Okay, it seems like you did a claim on the 23rd. And it's completed. What should verify your name for me?
Yes, ma'am. Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Hunton, H-U-N-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm. A claim was completed for you on January 23rd. So what you're probably trying to do is file your weekly claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, if you're trying to file your weekly claim, you need your temporary PIN, which is should be 1570.
70?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now,
is this something?
But when you're filing for your weekly claim, now I understand they're asking you what date or your contact date. They're trying to verify that you have been looking for jobs, so. What date did you have? Not the day that you had your interview, but the day that you contacted the employer.
The date I contacted the employer.
Right. Say you apply for a job. You apply today. Then they set an interview with you for tomorrow, but your contact date would be today.
Okay. So let me give you my example from last week. And I want to make sure I'm doing this right. So last week I was put in touch with a potential employer through a networking friend. I talked with the potential employer through email on 2/10, and then we had an 8 a.m. phone call on 2/11.
Okay, so your contact date would be 2/10.
Okay.
Okay. Because see, they're not asking you for your interview. They want to know when did you make contact with the potential employer.
Okay. Okay. And let me ask you this. To satisfy these questions, I don't want to do anything I'm not supposed to. If I have a contact like that example I just gave you where it's a phone, like somebody said, hey, there's a phone interview, that constitutes a contact, correct?
Yes. But now you must, but you got to know the person that you talk with, that person's name, and the position that you were applying for, and the name of the company that you applied to.
Okay. Name, position, and company.
And they may also ask you for a contact number.
Okay.
You understand what they're doing. They're trying to be sure people are not just making up something.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I totally understand. And again, if I can't do it the last week, then that's all fine. So the contact and the position was not a defined position she had available, but we had a conversation about potential employment.
Right, That constitutes a contact. Because, see, everybody that you contact won't need help. So you may contact me today, and I don't need an employee today. But maybe later on, I have your information. I can call you up and say, hey, Kelvin, we talked a couple of weeks ago. At that time, I didn't have anything available. Would you be interested in da 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 today? Because it is available.
Okay. So, for example, for my 2:30 phone call, and again, I want to make sure I'm doing this right for next week, I guess. I have a phone call at 2:30, and that is to discuss to do contract work. So that would qualify as well.
Right, that's contact. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're gonna have 2 days. You have what, 2 dates or 3 dates? Because you got the 10th. That's your first time you talk with them.
Yes,
and then you talk to them again on what? On the 11th.
On the 11th, I actually had a phone call with that contact on the 10th. And then today I am discussing, I have a conversation with somebody about potentially doing contract work.
Okay, so now is that two different people or just one and the same?
No, ma'am, it's two different people.
Okay, so now that gives you two different contacts.
Okay.
One would be on the 10th, and the other would be today.
Okay.
And there'll be different employers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I was confused about what when they asked contact date, and then I was wondering if I was supposed to reach out to the unemployment office, and that was the contact date. And I didn't want to mislead anything. Okay, that helps.
Yeah, but thank you for your call. That's a very good question.
And
thank you for calling and asking. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. I don't think so. I just didn't want to go past that automated question until I knew I was answering it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what steps follow that. So if I can't answer something, then I'll follow up with you.
Okay, just follow up, call us, and if we can help you, of course we will.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a good day.
And thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.